Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom, and I'm honored to be studying Parashat Vayigash with you here on this wonderful program sponsored by the Orthodox Union hosted at OU.org. We're now looking at the fourth aliyah of Parashat Vayigash. We're in the middle of Paro's words to Yosef regarding what his brothers should tell Yaakov regarding his imminent descent to Egypt. V'yatzat suveita zot asu. And so this is what I'm commanding you that you should do. K'chu lachem im'eretz Mitzrayim agalot l'tapchem v'lin sheichem. Take wagons for your kids and your women. In other words, you're not going to come down to Egypt like refugees. You're going to come down in honor. U'nesatem et avichem uvatem. And go bring your fathers. Your father. So go get your wives, your kids, and bring your father and come down. V'enechem al tachos al kolechem. Don't worry about your stuff. In other words, you don't have to bring everything with you. Kituv kol eretz Mitzrayim lachemhu. The best of Mitzrayim is yours. In other words, they are coming in as VIPs. So what happens? Vayasuchein b'nei Yisrael. And this is really the first time that we're called b'nei Yisrael. Vayitein lahem Yosef agalot al pi faro. So Yosef gave them these chariots, and the chariots were by the command of Paro. Vayitein lahem seidal adarach. And he also gave them food for the way. He also gave them chalifot smalot, a nice clothing or a suit of clothing. And Binyamin he favored. He gave him 300 pieces of silver and 5 chalifot smalot, 5 chains of clothes. This beautiful midrash says these are the 5 clothes that Binyamin's descendant Mordechai would have to wear when he comes out in Shushan. There's, of course, a lot of connections between the story of Mordechai and Yosef and the Jew in the foreign court, etc. Well, the interesting thing here, though, is that Yosef seems to slip into the same mistake that led to his troubles, which is favoring one member of the family over the others. Ulaviv shalach kezot asara chamorim. So he sent 10 donkeys filled with stuff. Nosi mitu mitzrayim. Ve'eser atonot. 10 female donkeys. Nosot bar v'lechem umazon laviv ladarach. So all the good stuff was on the donkeys, and the atonot carried all of the grain. And that was just the grain for the way. V'shalach techa v'yelechu. So he sent his brothers, and they went. V'yomar lehem al tekezu badarach. Now, al tekezu badarach could be interpreted several ways. It could be really, don't be angry on the way. Meaning, don't start fighting with each other about whose fault it was that I was sold. Because after all, I told you this is God's plan. Just go. Rashi brings the famous midrash, don't start discussing Divrei Torah because you'll get involved and you will neglect taking care of the way that you're going. In any case, he tells them to go quickly and straight. Vayalu mimitzrayim, vayavohu eretz kanan el Yaakov v'hem. So they came back to Yaakov. Vayagidu lo lemor. Now remember, they're coming back with Binyamin, so that's okay. With food, so that's okay. So far there's no bad news. Od Yosef chai. Yosef indeed lives. V'chihu Moshe v'chol Eretz Yisrael. Not only is he alive, he's running Mitzrayim. V'yafog libo ki lo amin lahem. And his heart felt faint because he didn't believe them. Some believe, actually, v'yafog libo means that he actually fainted because he didn't believe them. V'yitabru elav et kol divrei Yosef asher diber aleihem. So how did Yaakov come to believe them? The simple read is, his first reaction was shock, just as the brothers were shocked to find it's Yosef. Now father was shocked to find that Yosef is alive. There's another possible interpretation here, which is that there was something new about the information that convinced him that Yosef indeed was alive. Vayar et ha'agalot asher shalach Yosef l'seit oto. He saw the agalot that Yosef sent, v'atchi ruach Yaakov avihem. And then his spirit was revived, whether it means that he was revived from this faint-heartedness, or whether he was revived, now that he understood that Yosef was alive, he felt good about it, he felt confident about it. But what indeed is going on? So Rashi here quotes a midrash that when he saw the agalot, he was reminded, and it was a secret message that Yosef sent to him, because the last parsha that Yosef and Yaakov discussed, when Yaakov was escorting Yosef out of town all those many years ago, on his way to go to Shechem, was the halakha of Egla Arufa. And Egla Arufa is the calf with the broken neck, that is the ceremony that we perform when a murder victim is found outside of the city and we don't know who killed him. There's obviously some very great difficulties with this explanation, the parsha of Egla Rufa wasn't given yet, and the word Egla as calf and Agala as a wagon aren't the same word at all. It's clearly a play on words, but there's something very powerful going on. The message of the Egla Rufa in that the Beit Din has to go out and declare, we did not spill this man's blood, we are not guilty, as the Mishnah explains it in Masachat Sota, means that the Beit Din has to declare, we did everything possible to make sure that this visitor to our town or this passerby was well taken care of. In other words, the Beit Din bears the responsibility for the behavior of the people of the town. What was Yosef really communicating to his father? He was saying, I understand, Abba, what leadership is. And this is something that Rav Amital suggested in a beautiful piece. He said, I understand what leadership is. Leadership does not mean you lord yourself over the people. It's the opposite. You take responsibility for them. The message of the Agalot was, I know what the parsha of the Egla Rufa, I know the Musar of the Egla Rufa, and that's the kind of leader I am. When Yaakov heard that, then indeed his spirit was revived to know that his son was acting as a leader in Egypt. Okay, maybe he's assimilated. Maybe he's forgotten everything I've taught him. No, Yosef is still Yosef. Od Yosef Chai. Not Safnat Panech, it's Yosef. And Yosef continues to behave as you taught him and has carried those lessons into the leadership of Egypt. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the fifth Aliyah in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.